These are troubling times in our country, with citizens being shot and killed by police and the death of five Dallas police officers, apparently by citizens. This is Lisa Berry, and joining us now on 89.1 WEMU is one of the top local law enforcement officials in our area, Washtenaw County Sheriff Jerry Clayton. Welcome, Sheriff, and how are you doing?
I'm fine. You're right with your lead-in. These are troubling times. They're challenging times, and quite frankly, I don't see these challenges going away anytime soon. I mean, we're talking about race, ethnicity, discrimination, alleged discrimination in law enforcement. And we haven't solved this issue in the last few decades. We're not going to solve it right away, but we must remain vigilant and committed to a strong partnership between law enforcement and the community.
What are you telling Washtenaw County Sheriff deputies? I understand you put out a statement, and what are you telling them? How to feel? What happens next?
No, I can't tell them how to feel. We talked a little bit about understanding what we can control, what we can't control. We can control our decisions, we can control our actions, and we can control the fact that we stay committed to our mission, and we stay committed not only to our mission but our purpose and how we do our job. That we can provide services, we can enforce the law, we can do it in a fair and equitable way. We have done that. I think we have a good reputation, and it's built on not words, but the deeds of the sheriff's office staff, and we must remain committed to that. We shouldn't ignore the national events because it will shape some people's perception of us, but we must continue to do what we do best, and that's serve the people in a fair way.
Are you changing operations at all? We're hearing about some police departments are not sending officers out alone, or they're wearing body armor. Are you doing any of that in the Washtenaw County Sheriff's Department?
Well, we wear body armor already. Our staff, it's mandatory that if you're out in your uniform that you should be in body armor. We'll do what we've always done, and that is to make sure that we have the most relevant and up-to-date intelligence. We're part of the Southeast Michigan Fusion Center, which is that brings information into a central location from the feds, from the state. If there's any specific intelligence that leads us to believe that there's credible threats to our staff, then we will modify our protocols based on those specific threats. Part of our message to our staff was to remain vigilant as it relates to their safety and also remain committed to preserving the sanctity of all human life. And that's not an either-or proposition, that our role is to protect both ourselves and also the public that we serve. And if we give in to the craziness on both sides, then those people win, and we're not about to let that happen.
We're talking to Washtenaw County Sheriff Jerry Clayton, and I have to ask you this uncomfortable question, but I'm going to ask you anyway. As an African-American police official, is this situation even more difficult for you?
I guess I'll try to answer it the best way I can. So for 51 years, I've been an African-American male, and for 28 years, I've been in this profession. So I've always had to think about the challenges associated with being in both of those roles. Actually what it does is it motivates me to do my best to provide the kind of leadership that's necessary both in the organization and in the community to make us better and to make us stronger. We cannot be successful just from a law enforcement perspective and a community perspective or just the African-American perspective. And it motivates me to make sure that we have honest dialogue about what's required. And it motivates me to make sure that when we make a mistake, we own up to it, but to also challenge our community to fulfill their role. This is not just a law enforcement issue. This is a societal issue. We all must come together to do our best.
Well, that's why we appreciate you joining us on 89.1 WEMU for that honest dialogue. Washtenaw County Sheriff Jerry Clayton, we're thinking about you and everyone in your department, and thanks so much for talking to us today.
I appreciate it. I will pass it on to the troops. Thank you very much. With our prayers and our support goes out to not only the people in Dallas, but the people in Baton Rouge and St. Paul, both those that have been directly and indirectly impacted. Thank you very much.